Oh, Kentucky clerk and Huckabee proclaimed second coming of MLK Kim Davis. Went back to work today to do what Americans do best, avoid actual work.
Kim Davis told the media she will not authorize licenses on her first day back.
Any unauthorized license that they issue will not have my name, my title, or my authority on it. Instead, the license will state that they are issued pursuant to a federal court order.
So you're telling me Kim Davis is collecting a government paycheck in order to sit around and let everyone else do all the work? I thought we called people like that welfare queens.
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south, 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 down yonder to our friends in Old Mexico. Thank you for spending part of your Saturday night. It is September 19th with me. Thank you very much. It is a great honor, and I will do you proud. There is a lot going on, and it basically has to do with guess who? I'll give you three guesses. Let's see. I don't know.
Trump?
Donald Dice Trump.
No,
yes.
Really?
Donald Dice, as in Andrew Dice Clay, Trump. Yes. There are so many names that I have been coming up with him, for coming up with for him. Andrew, do you remember Andrew Dice Clay? Well, not too many people do, really, because his brand of I'll say anything because I'm just being honest. I'm just telling it like it is. Whether it's to do with minorities or sick people or women or whatever, you know, also New Yorker, as a matter of fact, or maybe New Jersey, and really not much difference there, is there? Okay, the calls are coming in now. And there's no difference between New York and New Jersey. They're dialing their phones right
now. That's dangerous.
well, Donald Dice Trump, you know, he is so far been able to speak his mind and be honest about whatever it is he believes. And he's been able to say some things and basically get away with it because for some peculiar reason, people are afraid of him. I firmly believe that people are afraid of him. And if for no other reason, it is because of this. Billionaires can be very scary people. Because dollars are bullets to billionaires.
Do you know any?
I do, as a matter of fact. And they are the ones that I know are not that scary. But I'm sure they could be scary because of the fact they can put their money where, you know, where they feel it's important. And if you have a crackpot like Donald Trump, who is willing to put $5 million to your opponent's campaign, you don't want to say too much to go against him because when he's not running for president anymore, you want the $5 million to go to your presidential campaign and definitely not to your opponent. So a lot of people are simply scared, I think. And also there is a certain thug aspect to Donald Trump. And if we really knew, you know, he is probably not much more eloquent or elegant with his actions than he is eloquent with his words. Well, look at that, huh? Write that down. That's a pretty good line. I remember that one. But, however, not everybody in the world is willing to keep their mouth shut. Enter the Des Moines Register. The Des Moines Register, obviously from Des Moines, Iowa, is a no kidding around, probably most significant, most influential newspaper in Iowa, who remember, Iowa is the first caucus, the first presidential selection, right? And that paper has not been friendly to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has in return completely barred them from doing any kind of reporting on his campaign. Well, first of all, let's look at the thuggish motives or thuggish techniques that Donald Trump has used against the Des Moines Register for actually daring to come out against him. And, you know, we're not talking about some tabloid saying that maybe he's cheating on his wife with somebody. What they're doing is talking about him and his policies, and this is the Des Moines Register. Well, the Des Moines Register, if you want to look it up online, you'll find that there was an editorial 2 days ago, which is taking him to task. And this is a very interesting development in the election so far, and it hasn't gotten too much attention, so I want to focus on it for the first few minutes of this show. The editorial from that newspaper, most significant, influential newspaper in the state of Iowa, that editorial reads a little bit like this. I'm quoting from it now. "It must be a pretty picture, you dropping to your knees." That was said by Donald Trump to a female contestant on Celebrity Apprentice in 2013. The editorial goes on to say, "Every woman has met a Donald Trump. He's the jerk at the bar, family reunion, or sporting event who disrespects women. He laughs the loudest at his own jokes and thinks the world revolves around him. He puffs up his chest and stares at yours. If you tell him to back off, he asks if you're menstruating. Every man has met a Trump, too. He's the guy who makes comments about your sister, yells out car windows, and just won't shut up. All of us have met a Donald Trump. He might be a family member who embarrasses us regularly. He's the person who probably, you probably don't want to take home to mother, and the idea of that guy being seriously considered as a candidate for the president of the United States is inconceivable." It goes on to say, "Except here we are with a sexist, immigrant-bashing celebrity billionaire leading the Republican pack of candidates." Trump, the editorial quotes Trump when he says, "Look at that face." All right. Trump recently said that about fellow candidate Carly Fiorina. He's called Rosie O'Donnell a, quote, slob and a pig. And it does not matter what's written about you as long as you as long as you've got a young and beautiful. I'm going to modify this a little bit. The editorial says that Donald Trump feels that it doesn't matter what's written about you as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of tail. I'm modifying it, but that message remains the same. You can go look it up if you want to on the internet. Now, this was said by the man seeking the job of leader of the free world. The editorial goes on to say, "The secret to a man's success," he advises, "is having a wife at home who supports you, not someone who is always griping and bitching." I'm hesitating because I'm not sure what FCC is going to say about the words I'm using, but this is from the editorial. These are a few of the comments made by Trump over several years and included in a Des Moines Register Sunday story about Republican women who are fed up with the candidate's derogatory remarks. These women, of course, have the discretion Trump lacks. Instead of taking a cue from him and remarking on his hair or age, they tactfully characterize his statements as inappropriate, foolish, and unpresidential. Well, this is the Des Moines Register, and as I have said repeatedly, As soon as Donald Dice Trump begins to take some heat, and as soon as his boxing goes from shadow boxing to actually getting hits to the face himself, we're going to see an entirely different field of candidates. It is my prediction that as soon as the hits start coming from the Republican opponents, his numbers will start to stall. And God is my witness, when Hillary or Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic candidate is likely to be and whoever the nominee eventually is, when they put the DNC machine into full gear and come at Donald Trump for his, let's just say, undiplomatic ways, his disrespect for the military, for his, well, the disrespect for the military that shows us exactly what he understands about the military. And by that, I mean, anyone who has worn the uniform will tell you that a person who has the opinion that a Purple Heart should not be given to someone who was shot down because they're not a hero, because Trump likes people who aren't shot down. Anyone who has that state of mind does not get it. Let me say that again. Does not get it, as in does not understand the dynamic that is the military culture. And someone who doesn't understand that puts us in a very dangerous position when they are in control of all of America's militaries. Very dangerous position. This is also the man who says that he gets his foreign policy information from what he cherishes the most above all, television. Okay. He may think that Celebrity Apprentice is cutting-edge American cinema and historic in its content. He may think that television is what gives you the best understanding of why Russia is making moves, or why we are even concerned about the Middle East, or why we have carrier battle groups off of the Southeast Asia, or why we are giving military funding to countries like Japan, or why we are still on the DMZ, or... Marco Rubio got it right when he was alluding to the fact that when the crises that come across the president's desk, every president's desk, start rolling across the president's desk after 2017, you don't want a president who has advisors that have to come in and instead of advising, they have to teach. You don't want teachers, you want advisors. The person that's sitting in the chair is supposed to be taking advice, not taking notes. They are not supposed to get schooled by their advisor. They're supposed to know where on a map Iran and Syria actually are. And if we as the American people will listen to someone who says, I'm not sure what my policy is, but just trust me, it'll be spectacular. If we don't look at that and say car salesman, then shame on us. We've been down this presidential road too many times. We should know crap when we hear it. And we should hear crap even when it's wrapped up into reality TV, celebrity drenched. Shinola. When we come back, I'm going to go through the debate that we just saw on Wednesday. That's the Republican, the CNN Republican debate, the second Republican debate. I'm going to go through some of the questions that were asked, and I'm going to answer them myself. I'll probably get to about six or seven of them, and I will address them myself. And my point is to remember, it's difficult to answer those questions when you're on the stage. It's difficult, especially when you have a great deal riding on it. Add to that 24 to 25 million people that are going to be hearing what it is that you say. It is very difficult. But let's just look at it as you would and I would. I'll answer these questions and then you call me and tell me how you would answer it. We don't have a lot of time, so keep that in mind. But when you call in, when you hear my questions, pick anyone that means something to you. And tell me how you would answer it if you were on that podium. How would you answer it if you were trying to be president? John Brislin Show. Stay right where you are, you. We'll be right back.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
You can get some of the world's best cushions from Wheelchair Cushion Sage. They've got air-type cushions like Vicare and Star. They've got gel-type cushions like Max and M2. They've got honeycomb-type cushions like Supercore Stimulite. These folks have chairs, too, like the super lightweight titanium Tylite wheelchairs. They've even got power assist devices like the ZX1 and MX2 that will push the wheelchair for you. All this, and the business owner actually uses a wheelchair himself. It's all at Wheelchair Cushion Sage, and it's all discounted. Their website is wheelchaircushionsage.com. You can even talk to a real-life person. Their number is 704-918-1288. Wheelchair Cushion Sage, 704-918-1288.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for the presidency of the United States.
Oh, Rick. Rick, we hardly knew ye existed. Because you were polling at 0.8%. Yes. Delicious. Yes. Well behind none of them at 4%. If only the governor could have been as inspirational as none.
Just 100 days into his candidacy, Rick Perry has become the first Republican candidate to drop out of the race. Even more disappointing, it was just 10 days after the LensCrafters free return deadline. But I don't need them anymore. They didn't work. I'd return them because they're defective.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
The John Brislin Show is made possible through the generous sponsorship of certain organizations such as HelpersFoundation.org. Now, the Helpers Foundation is a premier organization committed to helping individuals and communities to experience a better life. Through their investments in research institutions, educational advancement, and community development, the Helpers Foundation works to enhance the lives of people who could use assistance. Now, you can go to www.helpersfoundation.org, and that's spelled H-E-L-P-E-R-Z, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, so helpers with a Z, foundation.org. You'll find that they are focused not only on helping to improve lives today, but for generations to come as well. They believe that individuals today can help to inspire meaningful change tomorrow, whether it's from educational opportunities, increased medical research fundings, or working in volunteer capacities. You can find out more at helpersfoundation.org. That's helpers with a Z, H-E-L-P-E-R-Z, foundation.org. Very, very good organization and worth checking out. Cycleofgrowth.com. Now, there is an announcement that I'd like to make from cycleofgrowth.com about two amazing new books and some free offers even. That's always fun. Now, there are two new self-help astrology books available to you. To help you predict and use the major changes in your life. They are the result of 40 years of research and contain new information not found anywhere else. There is more information about the books and the free offers on cycleofgrowth.com. That's cycleofgrowth.com.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol can be a hard thing to deal with. It can affect your job, destroy your marriage, and ruin your life. I should know. I'm a recovering addict that once lost everything. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction and finding it hard to take the first step, Addiction Detox Centers is here to offer free help. We can help you with immediate admittance to a treatment center near you. And due to recent changes in healthcare, your insurance may cover up to $60,000 in treatment costs with no out-of-pocket expense to you. Take the first step. Call now and get the help you need fast and confidentially. If you or a loved one is losing control due to drugs or alcohol, Addiction Detox Centers is here to help. It only takes one phone call to start getting your life back to the way it was. The call is free and there's no obligation. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Call now, 1-800-651-4634. That's 1-800-651-4634. AddictionDetoxCenters.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Tell me who's in writing. Johnny Revelator. Tell me who's in writing. Johnny Revelator. Who's in writing? Johnny Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
To the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. And we'll be taking calls in just a second. I want to mention a quick piece about the fact that I am running a special. To be totally honest, I am trying to build up a membership of all the Revelators out there. A membership to, I don't know, a club, I guess, for the John Brislin Show. And here's what I'll give you. Anybody that wants to send an email to me and just say, hey, make me a member, I will give you 6 months of commercial-free podcasts. You can listen to the show, and it'll shave out all those commercials that we all could sort of like to TiVo through. I'll still put in the comedy, because I think that's a valuable piece, but you, if you... are a member, there's no cost, and I'm not going to give your email out to anybody. I can't stand that myself, and I'm not going to do it. But if you want to send me an email and just say, make me a member, and send me the free commercial-free podcast, I would be happy to do it. Email is john@johnbrislinshow.com. That's John at John Brislin, spelled B as in boy, R-I-S-L-I-N, show.com. So take advantage of that when you can. 6 months free. Now, the questions that I'm going to be answering after the break are very simply these. The Kim Davis question, that county clerk in Kentucky. And also, these are all questions that came up in the debate. Potential government shutdown over Planned Parenthood. The Iran nuclear deal. Birthright citizenship. The migrant crisis in Europe. The Pope's visit to the U.S., and gun control. I think that'll pretty much use up all the time that we have available. I wish I had 3 hours, just like CNN gave, but I've got one. Now, think about that. I'll give you the answers after the break. And now let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to line one. Jack in San Diego, you are on with John. Welcome.
Okay, let's tackle the birthright citizenship. That's the one that intrigues me.
Okay.
You know, the Constitution, when it was written, it only has two requirements to be able to run for the presidency. You have to be 35 years old.
Yep.
And a natural-born citizen.
Yep. Born here.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, John McCain was born in the Canal Zone in Panama, but both his parents were U.S. citizens.
And it's, right. It's been defined as, well, we know. I'm not going to go through all that. Go ahead.
Right. And so the whatever religion the president is, whatever you think that Obama's religion is, it's not relevant. There is no religious test to be president. So it shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. But what I find interesting...
Wait. How does religion relate to the birth, you know, being born a citizen?
Oh, well, because it came up from the question that was when Trump was taking questions. He took a lot of heat because the questioner said that Obama was a Muslim.
Right, and then accused Muslims of being the problem.
Somehow
that and blah,
got blah, conflated
yeah.
with the birther movement, but it has nothing to do with your qualifying to be president to be able to run for the office. There is no religious test. So let's just forget So it doesn't even matter what, it shouldn't even be a topic of what religion somebody's, who either is president or running for the presidency, it's not relevant.
Okay.
But the point I want to make tonight.
Well, let me add one thing there that I before you go on, please don't forget what you're saying. But his religion is relevant in that he's honest about it. It is relevant because a religion is the core of people of a person's usually the core of a person's overall philosophies. And when I'm trying to decide who is going to vote and who is going to act on my behalf in the White House, I want to know what their core philosophies are. And if you're lying about your religion, then that becomes that is an issue. And now that I've used up your time, Jack, I apologize. And can you hold on through the break? I'll bring you right back first up as soon as we come back. Is that possible, sir?
Sure. Thank you.
All right, Jack. This is the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396, 257-KDWN. Thank you, everyone, for being patient on hold. I'll get to you as quickly as I can, and we'll be right back. Stay right where you are, you. CycleofGrowth.com. Now, there is an announcement that I'd like to make from CycleofGrowth.com about two amazing new books and some free offers even. That's always fun. Now, there are two new self-help astrology books available to you. To help you predict and use the major changes in your life. They are the result of 40 years of research and contain new information not found anywhere else. There is more information about the books and the free offers on cycleofgrowth.com. That's cycleofgrowth.com.
I read that Jeb Bush has seen a drop in campaign donations lately. He's been forced to take commercial flights to campaign events. It got weird when the airline said they lost Jeb's baggage, and he was like, "You lost my brother?"
No, I left your baggage.
What do you think I said?
I have plenty of energy. You know, operating on people for 10, 12, sometimes greater than 20 hours at a time.
I have plenty of energy. I don't know why people say I don't. I think I separated twins. Energy.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
There is a new book of poetry to be released this fall. As the Ice Laughed by Samuel J. Gallagher will be available in ebook and paperback format, as well as a limited edition hardcover. Rabble Rabble Books has kicked off its campaign on Kickstarter and needs to raise just $4,000 to make this book a reality. Take a couple minutes, after my show, not during the show. take a couple minutes after the show and go visit them on Kickstarter. Or you can go to the website, rabblerabblebooks.com. And now, as a little side note, wasn't there a cartoon character, Denise, that used to say rabble, rabble? I'm going to have to think about that, and then I'll bring it up later in the show. But anyway, it's rabblerabblebooks.com. Barney Rubble, is that what I'm thinking of from the Flintstones?
I thought you were thinking of Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. Did he say rabble, rabble? Bam.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I can't remember who said it, but you remember that rabblerabblebooks.com is worth going to and take a sneak peek at As the Ice Laughed by Samuel J. Gallagher. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show, where I value your opinion so much that I am right now looking at Facebook, the John Breslin Show webpage, fan page, or just Facebook page, whatever the proper name is for this, waiting for any kind of responses that come through. And
if you would rather not call in and you want to Facebook it, hey, go to Facebook, go to John Breslin Show, and you can do it that way. Also, send me an email if you would like commercial-free, I say again, commercial-free podcast for 6 months and be a fellow Revelator, member of the John Breslin Show. Send an email stating something like that to John at johnbreslinshow.com, spelled B as in boy, R-I-S-L-I-N. And now, the much-awaited reconnecting of the call we were talking to before, Jack in San Diego. You are on with John. Thank you very much for being patient and staying with us, sir.
All right, so just to reiterate what we're talking about is one of the questions you mentioned deals with birthright citizenship or the 14th Amendment. And I'm dealing with how it applies to the so-called birther movement and whether or not you're qualified to run for the presidency. And just to, you know, if you're just tuning in, the Constitution only requires that you're 35 years old to run for the presidency, and it's only concerned with your citizenship status at the time of your birth.
Right.
Okay? And a lot of people get confused about that. So what I wanted to say is the hypocrisy of the Republicans and Donald Trump for not calling out Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz because they are not eligible under the Constitution to run for the presidency of the United States. Marco Rubio is a anchor baby, or if you want to put it in a nicer term, he's a 14th Amendment citizen. They are specifically excluded because the 14th Amendment came almost 80 years after the Constitution was written. So 14th Amendment citizens cannot be included as those eligible to run for the presidency. The Constitution would have to be amended to allow for that.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's clarify that, though. The 13th, the 14th, and 15th Amendments came after the Civil War, and they were basically to clarify citizenship. In that particular case, it was for slaves, and there were various different things that had to be reset in the Constitution that what many saw as, in fact, were flaws and are centered around slavery. So in that clarification of who a person is and what constitutes a citizen, that's when you bring in the 14th Amendment. But the idea, the courts, the challenge has been that idea of being born in the United States and therefore a citizen, what the challenge is, there are people that are saying, including Donald Trump, he says that, well, that protect, or that benefit does not extend to people who are here illegally. And although there are some legal scholars out there that might make that argument, there is by no means enough, and there aren't any significant scholars, and there have never been any legal scholars on the Supreme Court bench that have agreed with that.
Right, but here's the point, that Trump's analogy is not relevant. The only thing that's relevant is that when I say you're a 14th Amendment citizen, that simply means that if the 14th Amendment didn't exist, you wouldn't have been a citizen. So at the time the Constitution was written, you would not have been a citizen. Hence, there's no way you're eligible to run for the presidency. You would have to amend the Constitution to include 14th Amendment citizens. Now, Ted Cruz is a whole different animal. Ted Cruz's father came on a student visa from Cuba to the United States and then married an American citizen, okay, and they migrated to Canada, where Ted Cruz's father became a Canadian citizen, and that's where Ted Cruz was born, was in Canada with a Canadian citizen father, and his mother was an American citizen. The exact same scenario they tried to pin on Barack Obama but could never prove applies to Ted Cruz, and he fully admits it. But see, Ted Cruz said, oh, well, I renounced my Canadian citizenship, but the Constitution doesn't allow you to do that. The Constitution doesn't say, oh, you can renounce your foreign citizenship and then run for the presidency. Now, here's the guy, Ted Cruz. What a hypocrite. He's clerked for a Supreme Court justice. He's a constitutional attorney. He knows better. He's a total fraud.
Yeah, you know, I'm no fan of Ted Cruz, but I would have to maybe extend him the courtesy of saying he just may be flawed in his evaluation of the Constitution, as many people are, and even on the bench, I think.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you know, one of the things about the Constitution, it's very short, it's very brief, maybe too brief, like the Second Amendment has two complete thoughts in it, but it's the Second Amendment's only one sentence. So the Founding Fathers may have been too brief. Maybe they needed to do a little bit more in explaining. But that's why people like myself, we read the Federalist Papers.
Well, hang on. The brevity that was included in the Constitution, and we're getting a little too academic with this, but the brevity that was included in the Constitution was done intentionally so that it could be interpreted as times needed. It was a flexibility that was given so that the document would last through the ages. And as much as I love C-SPAN and I love talking to you about something like this, I've got to move on to the next calls. But Jack, I sure appreciate it. Hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to line two in San Francisco, town city of gleaming spires. People live there. And World Citizen, you are on with John. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, John. Good evening.
Sorry, you caught me in a sip of coffee right there. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Let me just say that I was calling because of that same thing, that interview that Donald Trump had about the Muslim thing. You know, I mean, first of all, I thought, well, you know, this guy, Reverend Wright, wasn't a Muslim, was he?
Yeah.
Was he a Muslim?
Reverend Wright who? He was a Christian. I've forgotten the name of his church in Chicago. It's the Christ Trinity. I forget the name. I want to say it was Christ Trinity Church. Doesn't matter, but he's definitely Christian. You're talking about Jeremiah Wright, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before he was elected president. And
Chickens have come home to roost, man.
Right. But he wasn't holding up for the Muslims at any point, so I don't know how these people can ask him a question like that, but they just want to hear him agree with it. Because he was on the birther part.
Well, I've got some other things to say on that, and I just want to hear you agree with me. But can you do that after the break?
Sure.
All right, stay with us. This is the John Breslin Show.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
You can get some of the world's best cushions from Wheelchair Cushion Sage. They've got air-type cushions like Vicare and Star. They've got gel-type cushions like Max and M2. They've got honeycomb-type cushions like Supercore Stimulite. These folks have chairs, too, like the super lightweight titanium Tylite wheelchairs. They've even got power assist devices like the ZX1 and MX2 that will push the wheelchair for you. All this, and the business owner actually uses a wheelchair himself. It's all at Wheelchair Cushion Sage, and it's all discounted. Their website is wheelchaircushionsage.com. You can even talk to a real-life person. Their number is 704-918-1288. Wheelchair Cushion Sage, 704-918-1288.
And based on the speed he was talking, I'm pretty sure Ben Carson smoked marijuana at every commercial break.
It's all about America. You know, the people who say, the guy who paid $1 billion because he had 10, he's still got $9 billion left.
Can you imagine, man? Then if you take another million, it's 8. Rebut that.
He is so low. I mean, he is much more low energy than Jeb Bush is. Ben Carson, he did not make a particularly strong impression last night. Ben Carson, to me, comes off like a guy who grabbed the wrong drink at Bill Cosby's house.
That's right. Jeb Bush admitted to smoking marijuana 40 years ago. Meanwhile, Ben Carson admitted to smoking marijuana 40 minutes before the debate.
That's an interesting question.
Hey, man.
It's like brain surgery.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Tired of losing money in the markets by trusting, or perhaps you simply want to learn how to take control of your financial future? Then look no further than LiveTraders.net. We specialize in helping inexperienced as well as experienced traders and investors successfully navigate the stock market through the use of technical analysis, chart reading, and proper money management techniques. Why earn 6% a year before fees and expenses when you could potentially earn more than 10 times that by taking control of your financial future? What separates LiveTraders.net from everyone else in the financial industry is that we put our money where our mouth is and trade our own capital live each and every day for our clients to see. For more information, call LiveTraders.net at 714-926-2866 or email us at www.livetraders.net.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol can be a hard thing to deal with. It can affect your job, destroy your marriage, and ruin your life. I should know. I'm a recovering addict that once lost everything. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction and finding it hard to take the first step, Addiction Detox Centers is here to offer free help. We can help you with immediate admittance to a treatment center near you. And due to recent changes in healthcare, your insurance may cover up to $60,000 in treatment costs with no out-of-pocket expense to you. Take the first step. Call now and get the help you need fast and confidentially. If you or a loved one is losing control due to drugs or alcohol, Addiction Detox Centers is here to help. It only takes one phone call to start getting your life back to the way it was. The call is free and there's no obligation. Make today the first day of the rest of your life. Call now. 1-800-651-4634. That's 1-800-651-4634. AddictionDetoxCenters.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. And thank you, everyone, for being patient on the phones. I will get to you as quickly as I can. But a quick mention to anyone calling in, anyone listening or thinking about calling in. Keep in mind that in talk radio shows, we often, in fact, for the most part, we always use call screeners. Producer Denise Maramire, the face on the other side of the glass, one of her many functions, one of the many things that she does for me so well is to screen calls. But I will give you my solemn vow that I will not ever, I have not ever, screened calls for the purposes of only having calls that agree with me. Anyone can call in for any reason, but you will be screened just so that you can say what you want to say concisely and not take 17 minutes that I just don't have. Wish I did have, but I don't have. So if you can kind of focus your thoughts into a couple sentences and maybe hone that statement a little bit and maybe push away the nerves, which happen from time to time, I totally get that. That's why we call screen. So, you know, be nice to Denise. She's doing a wonderful job and exactly what I want her to do. And we are a great team and the screening will never stop people from getting on the air. It's just to clarify thoughts. Now, let's go to line two and World Citizen, Mountain Bay area, San Francisco. Thanks for being patient with me and staying on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Let me say that I don't think that President Donald Trump needs to stand up for President Obama, whether he's a Muslim or not. And I think that's what happened the other day. And even though he didn't stand up for him,
I noticed he got a lot of media press.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you asked about was immigration.
The fact that a child born here, the anchor babies, they're not necessarily immigration, but the specific sub-issue of anchor babies.
Right. Look what's going on in Hungary.
Yeah.
See how fast they put up 100 miles of fence?
Yeah, for everyone listening, in Hungary, they are... They are addressing the situation where immigrants coming from Syria and Iraq are trying to flee the war-torn region and go anywhere. Well, Hungary is saying, no, not so much here, and they're pushing back.
Well, their destination is Germany, and they're having to go around the long way now because they can't cut through the shortcut to Hungary.
Yeah, and that's difficult when you have a backpack and $4.
Now, they can do that here in the United States, John, and maybe it's a better thing that they do something like that so that we only have one way in and out of this country down the southern part so we don't have all these people getting killed that are trying to get into this country. Nobody ever talks about those people.
Well,
but a lot of people from Central America, poor places coming up here, they get killed on the way up.
It is tossed
off them trains, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, the immigration fight, the immigration debate will never change, as you've heard me say before, because for Democrats and Republicans who would need to be the people changing it, the people in elected office, the win is not in the solution. They actually lose political capital when the issue goes away if they were to solve it. Their win for them, the jackpot in political capital is the fight. The win is in the fight when it comes to issues like this. It'll never be solved.
I think it's time for action and the tough talking time is over with, John.
I might have to run for president.
I don't know, man. It'd be a tough one, wouldn't it?
Okay.
All right.
You too, my friend. All right, let's go to who cares what line it is. It's Angeli. Angeli, I'm not sure where you're from. Where are you from? You're on with John.
Hey, Mon Ami, right in your area, 702, Angeli Ribelli calling.
Oh, yes, I remember you.
Yeah, well, it's been a time you caught me. Hey, yeah, let me comment on that young lady there, Denise. Good. Pretty good. You can tell she's a rock and roll children. My God. Angeli Ribelli gets a follow-up world citizen. This must be tough. All right, so here's my thing. Hey, did I ever ask you what you think the most powerful word in the universe is?
The most powerful word in the universe?
Yep.
Yes.
And did you reply? Did you reply?
Did I reply? No, I'm saying the most powerful word is yes. I don't know. I'm off the cuff. I don't know.
No. Oh, well, almost. But my most powerful word in the universe is no. NOKNOWNGNO.
Okay.
No is the most powerful word in the universe. So I'm going to echo that call that cat Jack. I came in late.
Uh-huh.
I'm echoing his call. So my stuff is be solid in your philosophy, even if you're wrong. Be solid, man. Stand up. Stand up for something. There's true dancers out there. They might be an error.
You know what?
I might be one of them.
Let me push back a little bit. Be solid in your philosophy, even if you're wrong. Now,
No. Even if it appears to be wrong.
Even if it appears to be wrong, be
right.
Solid. So you're saying that even if people are saying that you're wrong, and you still believe that you're right, then hold to what you have decided is right. Is that clarification sound good to you?
No. That's where the back and forth begins.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Stand up first, be solid, and then, you know, have a conversation, have a back and forth. What I'm saying, in that statement, what I'm trying to portray is have some solid values. I mean, don't go, one of my favorite...
So know what you're talking about is what you're saying.
Yeah. One of my favorite teachers said, the sheep protect the sheep. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It certainly does. You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. And the interesting thing is the sheep protect the sheep. And if you're the herder, it's funny, you are out on the outside and the sheep will protect the sheep even if it's the black sheep.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Let that one sink in for a little bit. But I appreciate the call, buddy.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, be well.
You too. The sheep protect the sheep even if it's the black sheep. Even if somebody is saying something stupid, even if people are saying something wrong, I'll tell you what, the sheep protect the sheep. And if you want to go in, this has been my experience. There was a thing that happened to me recently where someone was part of a group and they were acting quite the fool. And I had had enough of it and I stood up and I blasted him. And you know what happened? He was wrong. He was the black sheep, and you know which side the sheep came down on? Instead of, well, let's just say the sheep protected the sheep, even if it was the black sheep. So that's something to keep in mind when you take a stand. Unfortunately, that pushes people into the direction of not taking a stand. Now I'm going to have to go into a lightning round to do what I promised to do and talk about some of the questions that were... brought up in the debate. Maybe I'll mention them next week, depending on what's going on. The Kim Davis and the gay marriage thing, you know what? If she is an elected official, she has an obligation to serve according to her elected office. And if her religious requirements are going to keep her from executing that office, then she should have declined. She shouldn't have run. She quite simply shouldn't have run. And if she didn't understand that and later on found that, well, her religious views are, make it so that she can't issue licenses, then resign. Quite simply, then resign. That's all there is to it. The potential government shutdown over Planned Parenthood is something I would love to talk about, but I am getting the finger. That's the one single minute left finger from Denise, and I know what that means. That means that it is time for me to remember to do one thing, and that is remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and Denise Marmeyer, the producer face on the other side of the glass, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock right here on AM 720 KDWN, the JohnBrislinShow.com, and Facebook. All the good stuff, podcasts on the website, and free, commercial-free podcast to all members who send me an email, John@JohnBrislinShow.com. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's in right here? John the Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.